Is it? It is recording. Hi, guys. Good morning. Today is Thursday. I'm sure you're listening this tomorrow on a Friday, or maybe not, maybe another day. But welcome to another newsletter podcast. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode. Today is a very sunny, cold day here in Hastings, and it actually snowed this morning. I think it snowed this last year. We had a couple of flurries, but this morning it snowed a lot. Not that much that it could settle, but it snowed, and that makes me really happy, guys, because I miss snow. Can we talk about snow for a little bit? So in Chile, it doesn't snow. It did, though, this year for this winter, because their winter is backwards. We have winter in the middle of the year throughout May, July, June, and so on. So we had actually snow, like a lot of snow this year. And in Chile, at least in Santiago, it never snows. So it was quite a surprise for all of them, for all of my family and my friends. And here in Hastings is weird because it has snow in the past, but it's not something that happens every year. And to be honest, guys, it's something, one of the things that I miss the most about Berlin was the snow. I love snow. I didn't grow up touching snow. So the first time that I ever touched snow, it was when I was really, really old, quote. It was when we moved to Berlin the first year. I think it was in 2014. So yeah, it was a very magical experience. And since then, I just wish I could touch snow again. So I was really happy to wake up and to see snow falling this morning. Anyway, can you tell how much I love snow? So how are you guys? I was just reading your comments on the last post that I uploaded, I think on Tuesday, of my last video. And I just wanted to say, guys, thank you so much for all of your comments. I love reading about you and your life and all of the sweet comments that you left, especially about the subject of feeling unmotivated or uninspired. I never know if that's actually a word, but not feeling inspired. I think if you're in the creative business, or like not even in the creative business, you as a human being, is really likely that you get uninspired or unmotivated every once in a while, even if you're not doing something creative as a work, like work-wise. But I guess it's really hard because, at least in my experience, I left this plant about, which is an analogy of motivation and inspiration. I left this plant almost to die, guys, to start taking care of it. So the whole idea about inspiration motivation is not to let the plant die in order to do something about it. And that's why I feel completely responsible about what happened, because it is my fault, guys. I left the plant unsupervised for too long. I usually never leave the plant unsupervised, and I do my best to not only like pamper myself personally, like mental-wise, like mental health-wise, and I meditate and I do yoga and I journal a lot, but I also try to stimulate the plant. That sounded very weird, but I try to stimulate the motivation inspiration plant as often as I can, like reading books about business or like creativity or graphic novels or comics. I try to go to a museum as much as I can, but of course it's really hard for me to go to museums because since I don't live in London anymore, and every time we go to London, we film videos for it, it's really hard for me to just like make the time and go to museums. So that's the thing, guys. I felt I didn't say that on the video, like that explicit, but I'm telling you, only to you guys, like never leave the plant unsupervised for too long. So yeah, but thank you so much for your comments and all of the nice thoughts. Mood wise, I have been really, I have been feeling way better than what you saw on the video. I think it's been really great to just focus on mechanical tasks. I have been doing lots of admin lately, and I have been drawing so much, guys. You have no idea, because I realized I wasn't drawing that much. And since the planner is already out, and there's lots of products that are already out, and I don't have to work on those products, I can draw more random things now. And when I went to London the other day, I drew like 5 or 6 pages. And I don't remember, guys, the last time that I drew that much. So I am super, I'm in a great mood. And so I was talking with my cousins about this whole thing. And one of them was really sad. I mean, my cousins are my closest friends, by the way. And one of them told me that she was really sorry about me feeling uninspired and not motivated, blah, blah. And she said that I should maybe do something challenging in order to get my trust in myself back. And I thought that was a very strange advice to give, because usually what I would have thought about me being in this very weak moment, I would never would have thought to do something challenging. I thought my advice would have been quite the opposite, like do something fun, something that you know, something familiar, something that you know is going to work, blah, blah. And I don't know, guys, if this is too TMI. Maybe it is, but it's okay. It's just us patrons. I got my period a few days ago, and I started using a menstrual cup for the first time in my life. Now, I don't want to get too much into details, because I know there are a few guys listening to this podcast. But I have tried, guys, to use a menstrual cup for so freaking long. I think the first time that I ever heard about a menstrual cup, it was when I was living in Chile, about like 5 years ago, or 6 years ago even. And throughout the 6 years, I have tried a couple of times to use one, but I got really anxious and frustrated, and I thought it was really hard, and I couldn't, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to do this, blah, blah. But I've always kept the thought in the back of my mind, like, oh my god, it would be really great to use it. It's way more secure, environmentally friendly. I love the idea of using one. I love the idea of being that in like that, in touch with your body. I thought it was amazing. All of the women that I've met on the internet that uses a menstrual cup, because, I mean, by the way, if you have no idea what a menstrual cup is, like, just Google it. It's fascinating. And I don't know why, guys, but I just decided to use one, and I did it. Throughout those 6 years, like I said, I tried several times, but I never without any success. And I don't know what happened to me, guys, in these like past couple of days, but I did it. I just, maybe I was really, really determined to do it. And since I have tried a couple of times, I wasn't unfamiliar with the process, but it was great. And believe it or not, guys, doing that small but challenging thing for me, it improved my mood. Like, you have no idea. Something that small but important to me, it made me feel proud of myself, because I have tried to do this for such a long time, and it was something that I wanted to do for such a long time, that I feel really proud that I did it, that I accomplished this, and that even though I take my time, my sweet time of 6 years, I did it, and it was great. And I also feel very empowered. And it's such a random thing to think, because it has nothing to do with my, I don't know, with my work or my creativity, but something as random and small but important at the same time improved my mood like you have no idea. So I have been super happy these past few days because of the freaking cup. And I just want to share that, because most of the times when we try to improve our mood, and the creativity in terms of like work environment, we try always to do the approaching in relation to the work, in relation to our job or what we do as a career, but we never go for external things that ultimately they're also going to affect our mood work-wise. So I don't know, I thought it was really interesting to improve something on my personal life that is was it's also improving my work life in some regard. Also, I have been helping a lot my friends Ali and Nina. They are both illustrators and they're both the organizers of the Hi-Fest Illustration Festival. And I am Hi-Fest Illustration Festival. What am I saying? Hastings Illustration Festival is called Hi-Fest and it's happening this weekend. And I don't know if you guys watched a video a couple of months ago, but I was in charge of doing the graphic of the festival and I did a couple of illustrations and they turn those illustrations into props, into real life objects and they're insanely cute and I offered to paint and to I don't know, just assist them in whatever they need, because guys, organizing a freaking festival, I can't believe they do it on their own, like two people organizing this massive thing. Of course, they have volunteers throughout the event, but all of what entails, for example, like building the props or like, I don't know, the tiny things that are so that are freaking time consuming. For example, I helped them with putting stickers, like pasting stickers on water bottles for the people who are doing the exhibitions or they're doing talks. I help them assembling all the goodie bags for exhibitors, which is a task that requires a lot of attention. It's not hard to do, but it's so time consuming and they have to call so many people. And you guys, they were so freaking grateful about this. And it means so little to me because it's a couple of hours of my day throughout this week in which I get time to spend with them and talk to them and just like laugh and make them happy in some weird way, but it's so little to me and it means so much to them that in some way that also has improved my mood in some way, because I'm doing something with my hands and little by little I feel more creatively stimulated in some way, and I have it's so weird to feel like getting the juices back in my body in some way. And I know Hi-Fest is going to be super intense, but every time I go to Hi-Fest, guys, or every time I go to any illustration festival, I feel so freaking inspired afterwards and so motivated to do stuff. So I know by the end of this weekend, I'll be really, really like officially back to business, which is nice because, and this was the other thing that I wanted to talk to you. Yesterday, Jess and I had a meeting. If you have no idea who Jess is, don't worry. Jess is my assistant and we work together. By the way, Jess and I just turned 5 months working together. Can you actually believe this, guys? And you were there during the entire moment. Like, oh my God. Sometimes I feel really emotional when I think about all the things that you guys have been through with me. Like hiring someone or like going to the interview. And you guys are like, oh my God. It's like your co-workers. And we're working all in the same office. Anyway. We had our meeting yesterday because Jess and I have a meeting by the end of every month just to check in and have feedback. And since I have been traveling a lot lately during October and I have had a couple of people staying with us throughout November, Jess and I hadn't had much time to catch up and talk to each other. So this was the first meeting in 2 months, actually. And it's been great because we talked about all the things that we want to do in the future and that we really need an office, like a separate space, because my shop is taking over my flat and all of that jazz. And all of that jazz, really. And it's really nice to think that we're both improving with each other, because I have never worked with someone before, and she has never worked at an office like this, office like aka my flat, doing what she's doing right now. So we agreed that it was it will be the best for us to have a year calendar. So I am new into this game, guys, but apparently when you work with someone, it's very different than when you work with yourself. So usually when I was working only me, only talking to myself, maybe my cats, but that was it, I never had to go through anything with anybody. So if I wanted to do a project, it only involved me and maybe the person who was going to print this product, for example, a scene. So if I was going to do a scene, I only had to draw the scene and then talk to the people at Awesome Merch, for example, because they're the ones who print my scenes. And that was it. But now I have to share all of the process and timing with Jazz because we're working together. And it will be great if we could have a year calendar of all the things that we want to do together this year. I mean, 2018. Because now I would love to do more products. And most of the products that I want to do next year, we don't have a supplier. So there's lots of research to do and lots of people to call and testing materials and stuff like that. So I am so happy, guys, because I feel like we're both improving. We're both working on how to be better with the other person. And it's been really interesting to change the dynamics of how I work, because I have never worked with someone in the past. So it's nice that we're both like, where is the word in English when you pulir? God, this is me, guys. This is me speaking in English. When you don't know a word, I have the translate app on my phone. And I have no idea how to translate this word. So this is me every single day. To polish. That is the thing. We're both polishing our working methods. So I am so excited, guys, for next year. I love that I feel like myself again. And I love that in some way I am getting back to like who I am. It's not that I lost myself throughout this couple of months, but it's really surreal to see myself unmotivated and uninspired because I'm usually super motivated about the things that I do. God, for God's sake, I do what I love. I'm supposed to be motivated and inspired all the time. But of course, when you're neglecting yourself work-wise, I mean, and personal-wise, of course, things like this happen all the time. What else can I say? Oh, okay, so this weekend is Hi-Fest, and I am really nervous about Hi-Fest, guys. Hi-Fest makes me nervous because I have to talk to people. And I have to talk to people that I don't know, and that makes me kind of nervous. And you know the awkward feeling of following someone on social media, in this case, an illustrator, and you both know each other and you both comment on each other's pictures, but you have never met in person. So I think I will experience meeting for the first time a couple of illustrators. And even though I feel like I know them, it will be like the first time that I'm going to meet them officially. And that makes me really nervous. And I also have to do a talk. So the talk that I will be doing this Sunday, it will be about the worst case scenario. And I think I said about something about this on the last podcast, but I think that every time I get a question about something related in relation to illustration or like shop management or freelance life, is always something negative. So for example, what if no one buys my products? Why if no one gives a like to my illustrations on social media? What if I don't get more commissions? It's always the what if something negative. So I thought it would be nice to do a talk about putting yourself in the worst case scenario. I mean, not that you have to put yourself in the worst case scenario, but how to fight the worst case scenario. Because I would love to give people tools about how to do when something goes wrong. And that is what I'm going to do this Sunday. And that makes me, it makes me nervous, guys, because I have 1 hour to talk about a lot of stuff, plus the Q&As of the people going to the talk. And then I have to run, eat something, and half an hour later, I have to do drawing date with my friend Nina. And drawing dates are also really, really fun to do. But sometimes it's tricky because I have to talk and draw at the same time. And that could be potentially very challenging. But I'm sure it will be okay. And people are super nice and friendly at HiFest. And I just can't wait to see everybody's goodies and products. There's something about festivals, guys, and fairs that gets me going for a lot of months. Any plans that I have for the rest of December are selling the most amount of planners that I have. I actually, oh my God, guys, I forgot to tell you this. So we got a call, I think yesterday, telling us that, I don't know if you saw, but we received the 2000, we actually received the 2000 planners. And I'm really happy and excited about that. But the problem is that the bags, the fabric bags, the dust bags are going to arrive next week. And the planners are officially sold out, which is something that makes me really happy. I would love to sell more planners, but I can't because I don't have the bags, the dust bags available until next week. So I don't know what I'm going to do because I have no planners with bags to sell on HiFest. And I freaked out yesterday. I was like, no, my God, Ed, what are we going to do? Like, we can't sell the planner without the dust bag. People love the dust bag. And Ed was like, friend, there's people coming from all over the places, like all over, I'm not going to say all over the world, but there's people traveling just to buy the planner. And I think not selling the planner just because you don't have the dust bag is a good idea. Just like sell the planner cheaply. I mean, I don't know, like £5 less or something, and sell it without the bag, and that's okay. And it's nice to have someone like Ed on my side, guys, because I'm like, I did my best to plan everything as best as I could. We actually ordered the bags almost 6 weeks ago. They were supposed to arrive last week. So sometimes there's honestly nothing, there's not anything you can do in relation to deadlines and delivery dates. I'm so sad, guys, that the bags are not here, but there's nothing I can do. And I mean, I just wish I had more time to order the bags because I knew they were the thing that takes the most to do, to produce. But in some way, I'm just like, I'm not going to cry over spilled milk. Is that how you say it? So at HiFest, I think I'm going to sell the planner without bags, and I hope people don't mind. And if they do, they can order it online. But I'm just doing the best I can. But it's nice that Ed comforted me in that way. And he's like, everything's going to be all right, don't worry. And I'm like, okay. But yes, that's my plan for December. Just like sell the planners, keep the shop going until Christmas. And then I think the last week of December, I want to not only see you guys for our New Year's holiday party, is that the word? Every year we do a live stream together, Ed and I, to talk about the New Year's and our goals and things we want to do for next year. And I also want to plan ahead all the projects that I wanted to do. And of course, guys, I'm going to show you my calendar because I love sharing calendars and goals and projects with you. And I also need to plan ahead January, which, if I'm really honest, guys, I have no idea what I'm going to do this year. February is a month, usually on January, in which I upload one illustration a day throughout January. It's like a Inktober, but in January, because I think January is the saddest. I don't know if that's an actual fact, like a real fact, but I once read that January is the saddest month in the year because there's no holidays and the weather is really bad. So I thought it was a nice idea to cheer everybody up with this challenge. So if you have any ideas of what I could do for February, oh my God, my loves, you will help me tremendously. But yeah, I am really excited for what is going to happen in December. I just want to take some time off, guys, and just like have a couple of days during Christmas for myself and for Ed. We have no crazy plans, by the way, this year. I think we're just going to spend some time together alone. That's, I think, the sad part of not being with your family through, like, in Christmas, but Ed and I are technically our own family. So, I don't know, I think we're going to spend both days wearing pajamas and eating our weight in mashed potato and gravy and watch some dumb movies. But yeah, I hope you're excited for what it's about to come. I'm going to share all of the maybe we can do that, guys. Maybe I can do a video how to set up goals and how to put projects into timelines and share all of the process of how I write my yearly calendar with you. That would be so great. And also, don't forget that during December, I share a PDF that you can download and print of a calendar, a year calendar, that I also, it's like our patron tradition. So yeah, of course, I am going to give you that as well. And yeah, let me know, how are you? What are your plans for Christmas? If you do celebrate Christmas, if not, tell me your plans for December. Any weird suggestions for February this year and what I could draw for 30 days? And yeah, guys, I'm going to leave down below all the things that I've been reading and enjoying and watching. I watch Big Mouth on Netflix and it's really, really funny. Also a couple of videos, and what else? Oh, I finally read the book about that chick that, I'm being really vague right now, but I read a graphic novel and it's wonderful by Isabel Greenberg and it's amazing. So, oh my God, you guys, I have consumed a lot of pop culture lately. So I'm going to share all of it down below. Let me know your plans for this weekend. And yeah, I don't know what else to say. Oh God, guys, I love recording this podcast and talking to you. It's just, oh man, I'm going to upload a video really, really soon. I think it's going to be a PO Box unboxing plus a few office updates. I think I filmed what Anna and I got the 2000 planners. And yeah, and one tiny surprise that I'm preparing for Ed and Jazz, and they have no idea what it is. But you will soon find out. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful Friday, my loves. Thank you so much for your support and for being in my life. It makes me so happy, and I feel so fortunate to have you. Have you sounds so weird, but I hope you know what I mean. Anyway, I hope you're having a fantastic weekend. And I will see you very soon. Bye, 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 bye.